The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. This Sunday night, Los Alamitos will host some of its most important trial races of the season, with the final starting berth to the prestigious Grade 1 Champion of Champions on the line. Trial runners include the great Impressum, who is hoping to race in the Champion of Champions for the fourth year in a row. Other top names include Grade 1 winners Jericho and Shaker's No Secret. Who will earn a spot in the Champion of Champions? Plus, don't miss Night Racing's Best Bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll add 10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. The total pool was over $100,000 last Sunday night. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. The final Champion of Champions spots are up for grabs this Sunday night at Los Alamitos.
The thrill of the race is in the Vet, and nobody does betting like TwinSpires. With more tracks, more wagering options, and more ways to play, TwinSpires.com puts the action right in your hands. From win, place, and show to exactives and multi-win wagers, every bet is just a tap away. Fast, trusted, easy. That's TwinSpires.com. When it's time to vet the races, we've got your ticket. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's race book has the answer.
Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose, Rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry. Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Nighttime Quarter Horse Racing at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come see America's fastest athlete under the lights every Saturday and Sunday night. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, stakes producing Om and Clubhouse Ride. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HalualohaGardenandKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragas and Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragas and Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson to make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
And a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Sorry about that. Great to have you with us here, a regular two-hour show, Sunday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. My name's Mike Wilman, as you know. Listen, weather top of mind for everybody here involved in horse racing in Southern California. We are up and running at Del Mar, regular first post time for the Crosby meet at 12:30 today, and we're going to be hearing from Del Mar Race Secretary David Jerkins in just a few minutes regarding what's going on at Santa Anita. The main track up there has been closed for training, everything, jogging, you name it. Friday, yesterday, today, tomorrow, the most recent dispatch from Santa Anita says they hope to reopen on Tuesday for joggers. And it looks like we'll be able to resume regular training on Wednesday morning at Santa Anita. Here it is. If the current forecast holds, the main track would likely reopen Tuesday for joggers and normal training on Wednesday. We will continue to monitor the weather and update conditions accordingly. And I would expect another update from Santa Anita at some point today. Right now, we're going to get back to upstate New York and check in with my good friend Jonathan Hardoon on behalf of the Ragas and Sheets. John, good morning. How are you?
Good, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. I had a little stumble here in the office and had to scurry in here. Sorry, a little bit late picking up the intro. Weather top of mind here. How are things there in New York? And, of course, now we're racing at Aqueduct for the winter.
Yeah, well, the weathermen totally whiffed because they called for rain all Saturday night into Sunday, and all they got was about an hour's worth of rain. Mm-hmm. It's actually a beautiful day today. It's going to hit 60 degrees, and the sun is shining, and the track is fine. Fast, firm, and they're ready to go, and they have a full nine-race card on hand today.
Yeah. Now, listen, we canceled racing yesterday at Del Mar. I don't know how much rain exactly they had down there, but up here in the L.A. area, at times we got a lot of rain, and we had a lot more rain early this morning, John. And it's been kind of actually not that cold at all, like a subtropical maybe type thing. But this morning it definitely has turned colder, but it looks like things are blowing out a little bit. But I think we're in a kind of an unstable weather pattern maybe through the next weekend. So we'll just have to wait and see. And it sure is a good thing that the Breeders' Cup is in the rearview mirror instead of this weekend. I don't know what would have happened. But anyway, the good news is the Breeders' Cup was conducted under fast and firm conditions, and it was a great success, all things considered.
Yeah, it really was. And you're right, Mike. I didn't even think about that. What if this weather was 2 weeks ago? It would have been a total mess. And who knows what would have happened? I guess Breeders' Cup gets to make the decisions. But who knows? California has their own rules. You know, they prefer not running. If you spit on the track, they don't want to run. But I don't know. All the rain they had last night, how are they going to run today? Isn't it this kind of the same track that they had yesterday?
I don't know. To me, this is beyond a gray area, all of it. I know at Santa Anita, it seems like if the track is sealed the day before, we can't train on it the next morning. I don't know if there are exceptions to running on it. The good news is at Santa Anita, we do have the inner training track. It's a synthetic tapeta, so we're training on that. Now, the training hours have been restricted because there was an equestrian event, big equestrian event, at Santa Anita this week. So I don't know. I'm looking forward to talking to David Jerkins, getting particulars. I don't really know how much rain they've had down there and so on. John, I did want to mention this. I was at Santa Anita Friday morning, got a chance to talk to a number of people. One of them was Bob Baffert, and, of course, he had another tremendous Breeders' Cup. He's the all-time leading money-earning trainer in Breeders' Cup history, and he now has 21 Breeders' Cup wins, which puts him at the top of the tree alongside Chad Brown. But I asked him about Nisos, who in a really hard-fought stretch duel was able to outdo his stablemate, Citizen Bull. And as far as Nisos goes, said they got a lot of races they're looking at, and I think at the top of the page, John, is that $20 million race in Saudi. That's the $20 million Saudi Cup, and that'll be run on Saturday, February 14th. So I think, knock wood, if everything goes well, there's a good chance Nisos could show up there next.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, obviously, he's not going to go to the Pegasus this year, and the Pegasus at Gulfstream just doesn't have the luster that it used to have. Not only that, it's run pretty close to, like you were saying, this is February 14th he was talking about, so yeah. There's no way that horses are going to make both of those
it's too
races.
Close, yeah.
Right, so I would assume, the big guns are going to be going there. By the way, Nisos ran a 4 on the sheets, which was a all-time best race for him. So he ran very, very well.
And Citizen Bull, I think, ran the race of his life and got beat. What kind of a number did he get?
Yeah, he also got, I think, a 4 also. And it's amazing because he was under pressure from the get-go. There were everybody kind of took a shot at him, and he just ran. He ran too good to lose. It's a shame. But when they were coming down the stretch, Baffert says, "It's me." Not sure which one, but
yeah.
It's me. So.
Well, listen, another big gun, obviously, out here in California is John Sadler, and he's got to get into the Hall of Fame soon. I mean, his credentials, it's beyond scoreboard time. He ran with a filly, not too many people knew about her, ran a filly by the name of Super Corriadora. Nice job by Brad Free in Thursday's Daily Racing Form. Talked to John about her. She won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies a couple of weeks ago yesterday as a long shot, and no surprise, the Kentucky Oaks is a huge objective with her, and John says, she's just handling everything that's been thrown at her, so that's an exciting filly for us to watch here this winter.
Yeah, and she got away at a big price that day, Mike. They kind of ignored her. I guess they didn't know how good she really was. She did have an excuse in her previous race, but she ran lights out. And when you get these good horses, they all improve. You know, the idea is keeping them together, keeping them in training, and hoping you don't get that call that morning from the trainer.
Yeah.
You got to give her time off. Worst thing is when you see your trainer call in the morning, you don't want to answer the phone.
Yeah, because you know he really doesn't want to call you, so it's something usually not that good. Yeah. Hey, John, let's talk about Del Mar a little bit. No turf today. All dirt, and in looking through the card, I really think there's some good betting races out here. We're going to bring you to Del Mar in hour two, so I'm looking forward to getting your thoughts on a couple of races. But right now, let's go ahead, and I believe you want to go maybe to Aqueduct for your hour one selection. Nine races, and again, good weather.
Yeah, we're going to go for a price horse today, Mike. In the ninth and final race today, a mile and an eighth on the turf. I really like the number five horse in here, Bobby M's Girl. This is a four-year-old filly from the David Duggan barn. Draw a line through this horse's last race. She was in a stake race. She did not run on Lasix. She goes back on Lasix today. Katie Davis rides. She won on this horse two starts back. Horse is listed at a ridiculous 15-1 on the morning line. Number five, Bobby M's Girl, upsets and wins today's ninth and final out at Aqueduct.
15-1 on the morning line, and post time for that for race nine is 4:09 Eastern. Now, you mentioned Katie Davis. Dylan Davis involved in a terrible four-horse spill there at Aqueduct on Friday. We've got Matthew DeSantis coming on near the top of the hour and hopefully get an update on Dylan, but it sounded like he had numerous injuries. Had another jock back there, Sahin Savachi. He was hurt seriously, apparently hairline fractures to a couple of vertebrae on Thursday. And then yesterday, jockey Chris Elliott was hurt. What's going on, John?
It's unbelievable, Mike. You know, it's just happening. It's a rash of these freak injuries. And Dylan Davis, it didn't look that bad. I mean, but you never know.
Yeah.
And he's got like nine fractured ribs. He's got a lacerated lung. He's in really bad shape. It's unbelievable. And, you know, he's one of the leading riders here every winter. And it's just a shame to go down at this time of the year for him because he gets a lot. Listen, he gets business all year round. He's a top rider here, but he usually excels in the winter. And every day someone seems to go down. You know, I don't know what it is, but hopefully they're finished with this because it's just been really bad luck for a lot of riders over the last couple of weeks here.
Sorry to hear it. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, and horses also not.
I know. I know we had one euthanized out of that four horse spill on Friday, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, and you know Dylan Davis having the best year of his career. You look at the leading jockeys by money won, and you see that every day in DRF page two. His mounts coming into this week had earned just a little bit better than $13 million, and that puts him well up on the leaderboard. So. Tough break, hoping that that he can make it back as soon as possible. And I think every bit as importantly that, boy, this rash of mishaps comes to an end real quick.
Just bad luck, Mike. You know, it happened at Santa Anita when you had all those breakdowns. It happened at Saratoga. These things just seem to happen in bunches.
And, I know.
It just shows how dangerous a game this is. And, you know, people get on riders all the time. Maybe they should cut them some slack because they really take their life in their hands every time they go out there.
I want to cite something Kevin Modesty said in his weekly column every Friday in the Southern California News Group papers. By the way, Los Alamitos canceled last night. They're back up tonight, which is some great news. And they had a little bit over $100,000 in their $2 pick six last Sunday. So looking forward to more of the same tonight. Dr. Allred's going to kick $10,000 into that traditional $2 pick six to get it going. But quoting from Kevin Modesty about three graphs down, his column on Friday, he's talking about, you know, the Del Mar cancellation for Saturday and so on. And he says, tracks used to routinely run in the mud, but cancellations and postponements are common since a spike in fatal injuries to horses at Santa Anita in early 2019 coincided with racing through an unusually rainy winter. And, boy, we're just we're obviously not out of that 2019 hangover with you know the new way we approach off tracks and so on and so forth. So
Mike, it's really only California, to be honest with you. They run in New York on wet tracks. They run in Kentucky on wet tracks. They run everywhere else in the world on wet tracks. But Southern California, maybe it's just too much, and maybe it's time to dial it back a little. Horses have always run on wet tracks. What happened in Santa Anita, they had like 18 inches, 18 straight days of rain or whatever it was, if you remember. It was just it was a freak situation. And, you know, you can't just go on forever and not run on wet tracks. It won't work.
No. We play the game outdoors. Santa Anita, many decades ago, established itself as really the premier winter racing venue in America. We've got so many obstacles now. First and foremost, the purse structure, because we don't have ancillary sources of revenue. But I just think, you know, you think about Florida, and the Stronach Group owns, or First Racing, owns Gulfstream Park, and they don't run with the same handcuffs that we have on. They run on off tracks. So,
They have Tapeta, so they go to Tapeta right away, you know, and whatever. But you're right. No one has the rules or the restrictions that Southern California has. Nobody. Racetrack in the world. They have their own rules. And, you know, that's why people, unfortunately, are leaving, Mike. It's just becoming very difficult.
A lot of reasons. Hey, John, again, you're going to Aqueduct, the ninth and final race today. It's going to be number 5, Bobby Mack Girl, I believe the name of the horse, correct?
Bobby M's Girl.
Bobby M's Girl. And tell us about the website, JONHARDOON.com.
Three best plays, $10, full car, $25. Today we have Churchill, Aqueduct, and Del Mar selections.
Okay, we'll get you back toward the end of the show, and we'll talk Del Mar. Thanks so much, John.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
Speaking of Del Mar, we're heading there right now. We say hello to their racing secretary, one of the most highly respected guys in racing, David Jerkins. Hey, David, good morning. Thanks for taking time for us.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. I know it's been a frenetic week. You guys, I think you've done a good job in approaching. You knew wet weather was coming. It seems like in these type situations, sometimes you think you do the right thing, and then Mother Nature proves you wrong. But just tell us your approach, the Del Mar Racing Office approach to this wet weather this weekend. You canceled yesterday. No training this morning, but you are running this afternoon. Just tell us where you're at right now on Sunday morning.
Well, like you said, the job as racing secretary is hard enough. You're pretty much part-time therapist as well, but meteorologist is not any fun. You know, we've been looking at the forecast for a while here. San Diego was under flood watch this weekend, so we probably had about 2 inches of rain or close to that. So what we've done is just communicate with horsemen, and it's a combination of people that get involved in these decisions. I think the general consensus is just keep everybody informed, communicate as much as possible. You know, it's a rarity that we miss days at Del Mar. We missed a day a couple of years ago in the summer, which was rare, obviously. I mean, we're fast and firm pretty much year-round. I mean, compared to the rest of the country, you see, you know, cancellations back there as well and races off the turf and all that kind of stuff. So it is what it is. But, you know, we're trying to navigate through this as best we can.
I'm looking at a story on page 3, today's Daily Racing Forum, by Brad Free. And he broached the subject of maybe adding an additional day to make up for today. But quoting you kind of deep in the story, David, you say, quote, the long-term forecast doesn't really look good for next weekend being November 21st and 21st. So if you're thinking of adding a day, you don't want to go through another cancellation. So we're going to be in a holding pattern. And then you've got the Autumn Turf Festival big time on the horizon in just under a couple of weeks, Thanksgiving weekend, which is your closing weekend. You got to preserve the turf. Tell us everything you're considering, and is an additional day perhaps in the offing, David?
Right. I mean, like I said earlier, you know, it's a combination of people that will discuss options moving forward. Obviously, our partners at the TOC, the CTT, our management team, obviously, will look at the forecast moving forward. You know, we could look at potentially adding races a particular day here and there.
Right.
But we're looking at all options. But, you know, looking at the long-term forecast, again, it's frustrating predicting these things. You know, you don't want to add a day that could potentially have issues as well. So,
yeah,
regarding, and I mean, let's be honest, the races that we're backlogged on are primarily all turf. So, you know, we'll just take it as it is and do everything we can to try to accommodate the horsemen. We got, you know, a large amounts of support at Del Mar in the summer and the fall. So we want to do what's right for everybody, you know, with the current conditions.
David, you've put up a total of 24 extra races. That was on the Sunday overnight, and that was for people to look at yesterday that were entering for this coming Friday. How many of those extras are you going to use this coming Friday?
Right. Well, one trainer tried to be funny, said, what are you, back at Golden Gate Fields? You know, with all the extras, obviously it's something I really don't like to do. But again, we're just, I don't want to kill certain races that were canceled. So we're taking entries today for Friday. We'll just kind of see how everything plays out. Like I said, if there is a possibility to add another race, we'll explore that. But I just wanted to at least give some of these races at least a look, and then we'll just see where everything goes as we take entries today for Friday.
And David, correct me if I'm wrong, the Desi Arnaz, that's today's main event. Good race. Two-year-old filly, 7 furlongs. It's race 8. Was this race originally scheduled for yesterday?
Right. So,
and it only drew 1, and you redraw the race and you come up with 6. How do you explain that?
Well, the Desi Arnaz was a race that was originally scheduled on Saturday with 6. So we essentially just
okay.
moved it a Sunday, right? The Bob Hope Stakes, the 2-year-old boys, that was originally scheduled for Sunday today, and it drew a small number.
Okay, that's the one I was thinking of.
So we brought that particular race back for Friday. So we'll try it again. You know, obviously everything gets impacted, not just racing, but in terms of training schedules, timing, that sort of thing. So we'll give the Bob Hope another try. Obviously, 2-year-old racing on the dirt is probably the one category at Del Mar this summer that we struggled with.
Right.
You know, with the Best Pal and the Del Mar Futurity, it's certainly challenging. So, and let's be honest, some of our horses performed well at Breeders' Cup in the 2-year-old juvenile with John Sadler winning the race and Vladimir Serin running second. So,
Mr. AP, yeah.
Right. So we'll do the best we can to fill the Bob Hope. And like I said, it's on the extras for Friday.
Well, I can't help it. I was going to ask something else, but explain why even a place like Del Mar struggles to attract entries for 2-year-olds, fillies or colts, on the main track. Is it a guy named Bob Baffert?
Well, obviously, that's a big factor. But, you know, to Bob's credit, he enters in every race. And I respect that. You know, it's just you're seeing dwindling horse populations. You know, you're
right.
Seeing disparities. But that being said, we did fill every 2-year-old maiden allowance race this summer. Which I think is an accomplishment. We pretty much run them every week. So it is a challenge, but again, you know, it's important to preserve your graded stakes. Obviously, the Del Mar Futurity is a grade 1. You know, so we do the best we can to fill every race, but especially the races that lead to stakes races down the line.
Our guest is David Jerkins, race secretary at Del Mar. David, today we got 2-year-old fillies, the Desi Arnaz. We'll get the Bob Hope on Friday. That's the 2-year-old males. Did you get a half dozen for the Bob Hope?
Well, the Bob Hope, we take entries for today. So the other day when we took entries, we only had a couple. So we'll see,
I see.
How it goes today. And again, there were other factors that could have, you know, prevented some of the entries. Obviously, weather and
uncertainty. Yeah,
exactly. So. we'll give it another shot here for Friday.
David, last thing. How much rain did you get last night, this morning, and what's the forecast looking like through the afternoon today at Del Mar?
So we're planning a race. Racing's on today, Sunday. I think we got about an inch and a half, close to 2 inches overall, but it stopped about half an hour ago. So we had the track sealed, obviously. So our track superintendent, Dennis Moore, he's one of the best in the game, as you know. He'll open up the track, do his magic, and we're ready to run a card today. 9 races, all dirt.
Yeah. My last question has to be, you mentioned Dennis. To me, he's the best, bar none. And his son now pretty much running things at Santa Anita, but Dennis is very much involved. I mean, we're told we have these new protocols where you can't train a day after a track has been sealed, but yet we're able to run, apparently, huh?
Well, I think the CHRB policies, a lot of communication between Dennis, CHRB, equine medical director. And again, Santa Anita's gone through this. Obviously when they race in the winter, training becomes problematic. There's a rule, a 24-hour rule, in terms of workers, after a track has been sealed. So, I think our horsemen have adjusted generally. And again, like I said, this is a rarity, especially at Del Mar. So we've all been kind of, trained to work around these things. So, just doing what's best for everybody involved. And again, like I said earlier, it's constant communication. Del Mar management, Dennis Moore, obviously, CHRB, horsemen groups, et cetera, just so everybody's on the same page and understands what we're doing.
I sure wish we were, David, because you mentioned the 24-hour thing. You can't work. Well, it seems like people, we don't know what's going on during the winter. I'm just hoping there can be an adjustment to the protocols where they're more readily understood, and it would help get horses out here if at all possible. But for outfits to ship out and then not know if they can train or run, now we can train at Santa Anita on the inner training track, but I think you'd agree the uncertainty of the situation, it's not a plus factor, David.
Right, and I'm actually thrilled this meet. We have Graham Ocean sent a string. Robert Falcone sent a string. He's going to be prevalent, especially at Santa Anita for their winter meet. So, like I said, it's a rarity in California, as you know. How many years have we been in drought conditions? It's just something we have to work through. But again, today, 9 races, all on the dirt. And we're good to go.
And some good betting races as well. David Jerkins, thank you so much for your time and facing some of the tough questions, because a lot of people have them. Really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Have a good day.
You as well. We're late on the break. We'll take it. Coming back with John Lindo, then we're heading down Cotella to Los Alamitos Racecourse, be visiting with Orlando Gutierrez, and we'll have a big update from Aqueduct, our good friend Matthew DeSantis, on behalf of Naira Betts. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under the supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our newest additions to the 2026 breeding season, Tamarando and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner Almond Joy. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com. Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hour one, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Let's get down to Carlsbad and check in with John Lindo, see what's on his mind. Hey, John, good morning.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Well, you had a well-deserved day off yesterday. I got to say, being at home yesterday, I kept thinking, well, let's see, what time's the third going to run? I'm thinking, no, there's no third. There's no racing. It's just we get programmed, you know, and Anyway, sometimes a day off is really nice. Hope you enjoyed it.
Well, I did our show yesterday from the press box at Del Mar. I was the only guy in the press box, so that was kind of an eerie feeling. But it's still good to get out to the track, and right now the sun is shining, so maybe we're getting through the rest. Maybe we've got the end of the storm, and hopefully it'll start drying out for us. But we got some rain this morning, so I would assume this track's going to have a lot of water in it today.
Is that right, John? So, you know, it was sealed overnight, but it rained enough, you think it's going to be wet.
Yeah, about 6:30 we had a pretty good shower, and, you know, it's a little bit cool, so I don't think it dries out real quick today.
Right.
I would assume it's probably going to be a wet, fast situation, but, you know, a lot of time between now and post time.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to today's card, John. You know, today's feature, the Desi Arnaz. Bob Baffert's got Himeka. She's odds on John Lee's morning line at 3-5. Brad Free makes a case in daily racing form for Rivera. For John Sadler, she finally gets off the rail, and Brad feels, you know, on the strength of her win two back, she's got a chance to turn the tables. It's a good race. We're going to have Tony Matos on, agent for Mirko DeMuro, in hour two. They've got a 15-1 shot on the morning line by the name of Bourbon and Ginger for Richard Mandela. I give this filly some semblance of a chance, but looking forward to the entire card. It's not often we get to bet on horses in the mud here. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's something different. It's all dirt.
100%.
We don't have to worry about coming off the grass. Don't have to worry about that. And like you say with that Desi Arnaz, when the race was drawn for Saturday originally, Rivera was stuck on the rail again, and Himeka was in the middle. And this time, when they redrew the race for Sunday, she drew outside Himeka. And I think with the race in the Enochia, Rivera had to go from the inside, and that allowed Himeka to kind of stalk and pounce. Maybe it's reversed today because she's outside that rival. So I don't think Rivera has to go. She's shown she can raid, you know, in other races. So maybe she sits off of Himeka this time and tries to pounce on her from the outside. It's an interesting dynamic for the race anyways.
And, you know, the very next race, Kurt Hoover from FanDuel, our good friend, he's hoping that he's saving the best for last. He owns a piece of the four-horse Big Juanito, 4-1 on the morning line, a starter allowance at a flat mile. And Billy Enton, Georgie riding for Bob Hess. I wish those guys all the best. It looks like a tough race.
It's a good race. It's a 16,000 starter. But all you have to do with Big Juanito is show him the program from Del Mar. He's 2-for-2 on the Del Mar main track. And I don't know if he'll handle a wet track, but we know he likes this place. And there is some speed in there. So best of luck to Kurt and his gang. And you know, you've got some hard knockers in here like Joint Venture. And if Trusty Rusty draws in from post 11, he's a pretty solid fit for this kind of starter allowance race. But, you know, it's a little bit like those starter allowance races we saw yesterday at Churchill Downs. You like to get these hard knockers together and see what happens.
Anyway, the entire card, I like it, John. I'm looking forward to it. I want to pass along something from the South Point. Heard from Steve Johnson this morning. John, he's been under the weather, but he rallied for us. He says, look, let's get on the winning track here. Take the Chargers -3 today at Jacksonville, and you know they're still stinging from that playoff loss last year. So he says, take the Chargers -3 at the Jacksonville Jaguars today. And hats off to management ownership at the South Point, John. As you guys noted, you and Bob Icke on air yesterday, they served 5,163 free meals to veterans on Veterans Day this past Tuesday. That is really, really something.
Yeah, the military and their families. So they took care of all those folks. They do the same thing over Memorial Day, and it's great to see. And the people come out and support it. But, no, that's giving back to the community and respecting those who have done a lot for us, and that's why we're able to race today. So hats off to the South Point. It's a real pleasure to promote them because they do so many things right.
Great way to look at that, John. And speaking of meals, when Bob Icke's up there, he keeps it pretty simple. Apparently, it's just a hot dog cart, right?
I'm looking for his name on the side of there one of these days. But
right.
But, you know, it's a buck and a half or a buck and a quarter or something like that, and it's right outside the race book, so you just go load up and you're back and watch the next race.
Great time of the year to get to Vegas. There's plenty of rooms. Get over to the South Point. Call Steve Johnson toll-free in the race book at 866-780-7223 or 860-780-RACE. And tell them you heard about it here on Thoroughbred Los Angeles. John, look forward to your show next Saturday, a week in front of the Turf Festival, which will be closing weekend. Boy, time's flying by.
It is, and let's hope we get back on the grass, because that will be a feature as some of the East Coast tracks will start closing down their turf courses, and I think we're going to get some good participation from the East Coast. We always do for that Turf Festival closing weekend at Del Mar.
John, I was in touch a couple of days ago with Pete Perella up at Legacy Ranch, and they are excited about their stallion roster. I'll tell you what, Pete, you talk about a stakeholder that's all in. That's Pete Perella. His enthusiasm is infectious, and would just encourage folks to think about Legacy Ranch. If you've got mares, if you've got babies that you want to have taken care of, get a hold of the good folks at Legacy Ranch. Go to their website, legacyranch.com, and check out their stallion roster for 2026. To me, hands down, it's the strongest in the state, especially when you factor in that Harris Farms no longer is standing stallions, and they've got a couple of horses that were there, Om and Tamarando. They've relocated to Legacy, along with Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, Straight Fire, an outstanding stallion roster for the California breeder. Give Terry Knight a call up there at 510-928-4980. And, John, I know you've been to the farm many times.
It's a fantastic location, Mike, and if you've never been to a working farm, you should go up and check it out. It really is well done. The training track they have there when they get your horses started, really well maintained. You know, Terry Knight's been to he was terrific on the racetrack. He gets those young horses started for you. And it just you see how it's done, that they got the big pastures for the mares. And, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing what the first crop of Forbidden Kingdom looks like when they hit the ground next winter.
Right.
You know, he had a big book of mares this year. So we'll get a report from Pete Perella on what those babies look like once they start hitting the ground.
And, John, we're always pushing the cowbreds. A couple of really impressive cowbreds last weekend at Del Mar. And the Chosen Vron Stakes, it was the Jeff Mullen-trained Manna Rose. And then a week ago in the Betty Grable, once again, Grand Slam Smile. All she does is beat you. And Sean McCarthy just doing a great job right now for the owner breeders, Mr. and Mrs. Larry D. Williams.
Well, Grand Slam Smile is now 9-for-16, earned over $740,000 for the owner breeders, the Williamses. And Manna Rose, he's 10-for-17. So these are horses that, and you know, they run dirt, they run turf, and they run short, they run long. Good hard-hitting cowbreds, and I know you watched in the Jeff Mullins interview with Manna Rose afterwards, he was glad to win the Chosen Vron and glad the horse was retired. I think he got tired of chasing him.
Well, everybody was tired of chasing him. Hey, John, let's get to it. Who do you like for radio today?
I tell you what, I'm going to go to race number 7, in the 7th race today. Number 7, Berlin Wall, was down on the inside last time, kind of bounced off the rail and got beat a nose. Gets a nice outside post today, some tactical speed here. I think he'll go a lot better from the post position. 4-1 on the program. Number 7, Berlin Wall, race 7, Del Mar.
Thanks so much, John. I've got Bob Ike, your co-host, joining me at the top of the next hour, so don't go away.
All right. I'll listen.
Appreciate it. Let's get down Cotella right now. Say hello to Orlando Gutierrez from Los Alamitos Racecourse. Orlando, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. You had a night off. Not that you ever need it, but you got it. 8 of them tonight, a 5 o'clock tee time. Dr. Allred, along with Kathy, they're throwing $10,000 into that $2 traditional pick six. And I mentioned a few minutes ago, last week, that $2 pick six pool hit $105,000. So you're going in the right direction.
Absolutely, Mike. I think that's like 5 or 6 weeks in a row that the total pool has been either close to 80,000 or well above it. Twice it's gone over $100,000, and with the card that we have tonight, especially those last two races, we should have a really good card. Those last two races, races 7 and 8, are trials to the Champion of Champions. There's two berths still available for the Champion of Champions, and 15 total runners will be participating in those trials, trying to get a ticket to the big dance. Race number 8, our final race, is very, very interesting because we have the Great Impressum, a two-time Champion of Champions winner. He doesn't have a berth yet. He's going to try to get one to make it to the Champion of Champions for the 4th straight year. He's won this race twice, like I said before. Only one horse has ever won it 3 times. That's the Great Refrigerator. And he's going to start from the rail, Impressum is. He did win from that spot a couple of years ago here at Los Al. He always runs, no matter where he starts from. Jericho, the number two horse in this race, he's usually trailing the field early before putting on a huge late run. He starts right next to impress him from that post number two. Those two are among the favorites to get those elusive spots. And in this race, number five, Cattail Cove, the eight-year-old, he's going to be making his 59th career start. And what a story it would be if his 60th career start comes in the champion of champions. That's it, race number eight. The opening trial, race number seven, we have an undefeated horse, number four, OJD, Just a Bug. He's been the superstar in the Intermountain Circuit. He's 11-for-11 there. Then came to Los Al and won his local debut at 220 yards and now takes on the big boys here in this trial. OJD, Just a Bug, looking to make it 13 in a row in his career. London Toby returns to action. On the outside, Shaker's No Secret, who ran third in the Champion of Champions, is also in this race. So 15 horses, top names, looking forward to get one of those two spots to the Champion of Champions.
It's the last two races, 7 and 8 tonight at Los Al. Post time for race 7, 7:56. Trials to the Champion of Champions next month at Los Alamitos. Orlando, before we get a best bet, I know next week you got trials to the $2 million futurity there at Los Alamitos.
Yeah, it's just amazing to think that we're pretty close to that time of the year. We have the trials for our final futurity of the year, the Los Alamitos $2 million futurity, and what a night that should be. The two big names will definitely be in force, who won the Golden State Million futurity, and Just I'm Worth It, who won the Ed Burke Million futurity. Mm-hmm. They're among the top names in that we'll be looking forward to seeing next Sunday night. Another horse, Political Twist, he's a multiple futurity winner at Ridoso, and he's going to be coming off a second-place finish in the All-American futurity. Looking forward to seeing him make his local debut. So it's going to be a big, big night of trials next Sunday here at Los Alamitos for our big futurity.
Eight of them tonight. Can we make some money somewhere?
I'll go to race number five, Mike, and the number five horse, Dynasty A Political, for trainer Chris O'Dell and jockey Jesus Rios Ayala. They made a potent team so far this season. The thing I like about number five, Dynasty A Political, is that her best race came from post number five. That's where she's starting tonight. And in a claiming race, and she drops to a claiming race, returns to that level. That was her best career effort. I like that. Think she'll be really solid in this one. Should be one of the early leaders, and looking forward to an improvement as she makes her second appearance from that spot. So I'll go with the five, Dynasty A Political, 7-2 on the morning line here in race number five at 300 yards.
Orlando, always a pleasure. And again, eight of them tonight. You get underway at, I think, 5:05 p.m. So all the best tonight.
Thank you so much, Mike. Take care.
You bet. And listen, before we break, folks, if you're a beginner to horse racing or an enthusiast of this beautiful sport, you need to know about the Data Eel. Data Eel is horse racing simplified. The Data Eel gives people a fun and easy entrance into the complex sport of horse racing. Experienced enthusiasts use Data Eel to enhance their handicapping skills in a simplified way. The Data Eel algorithms have already crunched the numbers for your favorite racetrack. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or horseracingsimple.com. We got some show to finish up here. Matthew DeSantis from Aqueduct on behalf of Naira Betts is next up right here. Hour one, Thoroughbred Los Angeles.
A man selling ice cream, singing Italian songs.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. This Sunday night, Los Alamitos will host some of its most important trial races of the season, with the final starting berth to the prestigious Grade 1 Champion of Champions on the line. Trial runners include the great Impressum, who is hoping to race in the Champion of Champions for the fourth year in a row. Other top names include Grade 1 winners Jericho and Shaker's No Secret. Who will earn a spot in the Champion of Champions? Plus, don't miss Night Racing's Best Bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll add 10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. The total pool was over $100,000 last Sunday night. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. The final Champion of Champions spots are up for grabs this Sunday night at Los Alamitos.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue, where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halualoha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Kimo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleKimo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Kimo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Final segment, hour one through Los Angeles. Let's get back to Aqueduct in New York and say hello to Matthew DeSantis on behalf of NyraBets.com. Hey, Matt, good morning. How are you, sir?
Doing well and getting ready for the final day of turf racing up here in New York for the year.
Now, you guys mean it this weekend because it was supposed to be last weekend, and you got a little weather window, so today's the last day.
Absolutely. Today is the last day. The turf course still looks in great shape, so it's going to be a lot of fun to put it out in style.
Okay, you got 9 races. How many of them are on turf?
I think we got 5 of them on the turf today. So, yeah, a lot of fun.
I think you're right, yeah. Hey, listen, Matt, first of all, before we get a selection, can you give us an update on these jockeys? And you've had a spate of bad luck. Chris Elliott apparently involved in a spill yesterday. On Thursday, a jock by the name of Shaheen Savachi, he went down. And then Dylan Davis, one of the nation's leading jockeys by money, won, injured in a four-horse spill on Friday. So can you give us an update on any of these guys?
Yeah, absolutely. Dylan's going to be out for a while, indefinitely. He has a fractured right clavicle. He has a fractured upper full right forearm. He has four fractured ribs, lacerated kidneys. He's lucky to be okay in the grand scheme of things. Savachi has a few cracked ribs, is going to be out for a while. Good news with Chris Elliott is it looks like just some bumps and bruises. He's up and riding his mounts today, so that's good to see. But obviously wishing the best for Dylan to have a swift and full recovery.
And Matt, I understand there was a horse euthanized coming out of that four-horse spill on Friday. Were all of these incidents caused by breakdowns?
No, actually, only the one was with Dylan. The other two with Savachi was just a horse just kind of dumped at the start out of the starting gate. And then it looked like yesterday in the last race with Elliott, he just kind of lost his handling the irons and just kind of came off the horse going into the first turn. Horses were fine and retrieved from the outriders.
Okay, that is some good news. All right, let's get to it. Nine of them post time for the first race in less than 10 minutes back there at the Big A. Who do you like for radio today?
Well, I'm going to go to race number 7, which is the Forever Together Stakes. And Flavian Pratt was supposed to be out your way, but with the Bob Hope not making, he decided to stay here in New York. I'm going to follow Flavian Pratt, who's winning 33% of his mounts. Number 4, Mally Moo, 6-1 for trainer Chad Brown. We always know you go with the other Chad up here in New York. So this is a horse I just think is always so consistent. I just really think you put Flavian up on this horse for Chad, 6-1 on the morning line in the Forever Together, race 7. That's going to be my top play.
Post time 3:09 Eastern. Dylan Davis named at entry time, but obviously he's out. So Flavian Pratt tries his hand here at 6-1 on the morning line. Number 4, Mally Moo, going to be Matthew DeSantis' best bet of the day. How do we get signed up for Naira Bets, Matt?
Absolutely. Go to NairaBets.com or download the NairaBets app. Use the promo code BONUS200. You get up to a $200 deposit match bonus. And we have promos every day, including today, 10% Exacta bonus out at Del Mar and a $5,000 late pick 5 hit and split at Aqueduct.
Matt, thanks so much and be safe. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks so much, Mike. Have a great day.
You bet. We're done for hour one. In fact, we're over the line. We're going to take quick time out. We'll be back with Top Handicapper, radio personality, and much, much more, Mr. Bob Ike. Veteran agent Tony Matos, he represents Mirko DeMuro, going to be joining us. And, of course, Andy Harrington in his regular spot here in the first 30 minutes. Stay with us.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management. Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Where Angels baseball lives. The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. This Sunday night, Los Alamitos will host some of its most important trial races of the season with the final starting berth to the prestigious Grade 1 Champion of Champions on the line. Trial runners include the great Impressum, who is hoping to race in the Champion of Champions for the fourth year in a row. Other top names include Grade 1 winners Jericho and Shaker's No Secret. Who will earn a spot in the Champion of Champions? Plus, don't miss Night Racing's Best Bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll add 10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. The total pool was over $100,000 last Sunday night. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. The final Champion of Champions spots are up for grabs this Sunday night at Los Alamitos.
Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Think you've got what it takes to out-handicap the field? Now you can prove it, because TwinSpires tournaments are available in the app. Play feeders, cash games, or go big with qualifiers for the biggest handicapping contest in the country, all from the palm of your hand. TwinSpires tournaments, where bragging rights meets bankrolls. Get in the game today on the TwinSpires app. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose, Rising.
Has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilk. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Nighttime Quarter Horse Racing at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come see America's fastest athlete under the lights every Saturday and Sunday night. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. by David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, stakes producing Om and Clubhouse Ride. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jers, and once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us. Racing is back today, canceled yesterday at Del Mar, last night at Los Alamitos. We are back up and running. First post time for a 9-race card today at Del Mar, 12:30, and we'll have 8 of them tonight at Los Alamitos. We get underway at 5:05 Pacific. As advertised, joining me right now is a guy you hear regularly on Saturdays from 9 to 10 with John Lindo, the Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. His name is Bob Ike. Hey, Bob, good morning. How's it going?
Good morning, Mike. Going well. How are you?
Good. Bob, I don't think our listeners need much background, but I just want to hear it from you publicly. You got started going to the races at Del Mar with your dad, your brother, every summer. There was no Crosby meet back then. And then you went along. You know, you were a heck of a basketball player, a member of the Occidental College Basketball Hall of Fame, in fact. But what got you into racing full-time, and how long have you been doing this?
Well, I started really right out of college. Actually, my first handicapping job, I was still in college. I talked my way into the local paper in Oceanside, the Blade Tribune.
Yep.
And somehow I got him to replace the legendary Ernie Mason. I knew the sports editor a little bit from playing sports down there at Vista High. And
Bob, you came in with a lower bid. Let's face it.
I did come in with a low bid. It might have been zero on that bid for a couple of the first summers, but it got my foot in the door. It got me into the press box at Del Mar, and, you know, the late Larry Weinbaum was a friend of mine, and he had a lot to do with getting me up there and getting credentials. And then I met all the guys that, you know, became mentors and role models, Jeff Siegels, Bob Mazursky, the Prof, Jerry Antonucci, Mike Superstein, all those guys were up there. And, you know, it just got in my blood. I loved it. I loved the sport from the beginning, from the time I was a kid. But I knew I wanted to be part of that industry. And, you know, it was exciting every day. The gambling was fun. The learning was fun. And there was just a lot of energy. I liked the camaraderie. I liked the competitiveness of it. And it just kind of stuck with me. So I started when I was 22, full time in the industry.
Bob, you speak, I think, for, I'm going to say, millions of us that got interested in racing at young ages. There was so much that attracted us. And I've heard you say many times the competition very high on the list of priorities in terms of the appeal of horse racing, the will to win. Guys like Lafitte Pincai, other great jockeys over the years. You think of Gary Stevens, Eddie D, McCarron, and some of the great rides, and every now and again, maybe some of the great gambles that come to fruition. But it's the competition. I know you're in touch to this day with a lot of guys that are coaching at the college level. And you see so many of them at the track even now, and they tell you, you know, to a person, that's a big hook for them. They relate the equine athlete to the athletes they are involved with, and there's a lot of parallels, easily relatable.
Absolutely, Mike. So many coaches, as you mentioned, I've got to meet over the years, and it's only because of being at the racetrack. them knowing what I did, they wanted a little inside edge maybe, and I wanted to hear all the basketball stories. But it's the competition. Jockey, horse, trainer, the owners are competing. And let's face it, when you're gambling, you're competing against everybody else in that mutual pool. I love that part of it, and I've always loved sports and competition and love it to this day. So that's kind of what keeps me fueled and going.
I remember you telling a guy, he was an email guy, he took issue with it was some sort of an ancillary political thing, and well, don't you know so-and-so was a point guard, and knowing that he was kind of getting into your lane a little bit with a basketball background, and your response to him, I don't want to say all of it, but I'm a results-oriented person. In other words, let's check the scoreboard, W's and L's, and that's everything in this game.
Absolutely. And, you know, we all have the woulda, coulda, shoulda, the photos.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know, you still remember. I still remember photos that were heartbreakers. You don't remember the ones you win quite as easily as the ones that broke your heart.
Yeah.
But you're right. It's scoreboard. It's, you know, don't tell me how many tickets you cashed. How did it go at the end of the day? What's the bottom line? That's really what it's all about.
You know, Bob, I mentioned coaches, and a guy that comes to mind, you knew him far better than I did. I met him at Del Mar one summer, and he couldn't have been any nicer, complimentary, had a great run at USC. Unfortunately, the guy he was up against every single year was over in Westwood by the name of John Wooden. I'm talking about Bob Boyd. He loved our game, Bob.
He absolutely did. And I met Bob when I was doing those seminars at the Del Mar Hilton with Larry Weinbaum.
Yeah.
And he would come in, and his son, Bill Boyd, who I'm still in touch with. And Bill is actually a new owner in the game. He has a horse with Ryan Hansen who ran pretty well first time out. So got to meet those guys. Bill Frieder started coming to those seminars. We had Cotton Fitzsimmons. I mean, it was just a list of guys. Tarkanian loved it. So I was fortunate enough to run in kind of that circle of having breakfast with those guys once a week. And the stories are just priceless.
You know, Bob, only through racing I met so many quote-unquote big people. But one of them was Bobby Knight at Hollywood Park. And that was because of Pete Newell. NCAA champion. Basketball coach at Cal, I think they won it in 59. Then he coached Bobby Knight in that 1960 Olympics team. But Pete Newell loved the game. Bobby Knight would meet up with him occasionally here in Southern California. But a great game. You think of the competition, and what is so galling, one of many things now, is it seems like that some of the folks in positions of influence, they want to de-emphasize competition, Bob.
Well, we've talked about the whip thing kind of ad nauseum. You know, I'm looking at the HISA website right now, and yesterday I kind of got on a jag about the single ticket pick sixes and how prevalent those are, and it's almost always through the CAWs. But you look at the HISA website, there's all kinds of stuff about the doping rules and what medications and equine standards of safety and so forth. I'd see nothing at all on gambling, wagering integrity. And I, you know, when this came about, we were all hoping wagering integrity would be part of what HISA did. I see none of it.
No.
The whip stuff is, you know, when they first started, that's all there was whip violations. And, you know, I think it's crazy. The whips are very safe right now. They don't harm a horse. They kind of pop. They might alert or kind of, you know, encourage a horse forward. You mentioned Lafitte last week. How many races did he win by going to the stick? I mean, it's not animal abuse. The optics of it, I guess, bother the general public. And it's something, you know, we in the game really never really thought about. And no one wants to see a horse abused. That's the last thing in the world. If a horse is well beaten, out of the race, can't finish in the top five, put it away, save it for another day. I just don't see jockeys abusing horses with the whip. I just don't see it, Mike.
And I'll say this. I think Lafitte, maybe the last 20 years plus of his career, he put the stick away most of the time. He was just incredibly effective with the hand ride, Bob.
Absolutely.
And so how powerful.
How about a guy named Shoemaker who, you know, Lafitte broke his record. Shoe weighed, what, 98 pounds? I mean, his left-handed whip was like a feather.
No.
But it was effective when he went to it. I read a quote once about Shoe. He said, "The horse will never know I'm carrying a whip until it needs me." So, you know, that's how Shoemaker used the whip.
Yeah, sparingly. No question.
Lafitte was a great hand rider, great, powerful hand rider down the lane. You know, so we're at a different place now. You guys have talked about the Paco Lopez stuff, and to me that was insanity. He's trying to win a grade one race. They say he raised a whip.
Six-month suspension.
Three or 4 inches too high. So that got him another six months. You know, the single tickets and the pick six, I was talking about that yesterday. It seems like, I don't have all the evidence right in front of me. I just can't remember a carryover the last time in Southern California, a pick six carryover. It seems like there's always a day where at least one of the horses is covered in that final leg.
And it's what's called batch betting, and it's the CAW, computer-assisted wagering. You guys talked about it on air yesterday. The most recent news hook here, I think, has got to be Friday at Del Mar. There was a singleton in that $2 pick six, $22,181. And it's frustrating to a lot of people. I don't know. I haven't been told, Bob. But do you know where that ticket was purchased?
No, I don't. And that's one thing I'd like to talk about, Mike. But it was brought to my attention, the single ticket from Saturday, November 8th. That was a paper ticket purchased at Emerald Downs. I saw it online.
Good.
$64 paper ticket for a $66,000 return. Absolutely good. That's what should be celebrated in the game. Why isn't that plastered all over social media? Why isn't the industry telling us, hey, look, the little guy can hit a lick?
Yeah.
But when you... Other than that, do you ever really know where the ticket comes from, how much the ticket was? Was it purchased on track, simulcast location, ADW, or a CAW hub? Once in a while, if you ask the publicity departments at the track, they can dig out the information. I just think that should be readily available. In fact, I think it should be mandated.
I agree.
There's a single ticket winner, pick six, pick five, pick four, whatever it is, that information must be disclosed.
And to me, the Racing Commission should enforce that. I really believe that's easily done. I'll say this, Bob. When I was at Santa Anita working with Nate Newby, we got that information out there. Whenever I got it and we would ask for it, we'd get it out there. The amount of the dollar amount of the ticket, where it was purchased, I just think we need to do that. We're asking people to wager into these pools. That they are entitled to that information. I don't think that's privileged. We're not giving away any names or IDs, anything like that. But I think that's absolutely got to be on the table.
And, Mike, I just think that the everyday horse player is deserving of respect in this game. And I think far too many in the industry and track management kind of treat the everyday gambler as the necessary evil, kind of the degenerate underbelly of the game. And that's just not the right approach. You're not going to survive on these CAWs, because when you run the regular guy out, all you're going to have left is the CAW, and then that ends too, because they're not going to compete against each other. Mike, you talked about competition earlier. I love the competition. I don't mind competing against these guys with their computers and their algorithms, and yes, they're very good. I just want a fair chance at the same wagering pool and access to the pool. They should not be allowed in to make thousands of dollars worth of bets in the final cycle of the wager through the computer. It's just not fair, and you can't compete with that.
Well, we Santa Anita Del Mar, they have restricted the win wagering from the CAW players. It's cut off at 2 minutes to post, but and everything else, they have that wide open access. And Bob, you for one, you're saying it's not fair. I heard you say on air yesterday, you and Kurt Hoover and some other guys, you guys try to do a pick six just about every day here in Southern California. Are you kind of reconsidering?
We are. Kurt and I talked about it after that last single ticket. And, you know, we don't play every day. We kind of pick our spots when we think we actually have a chance on the bankroll that we can put in. But it just does not making sense when it doesn't seem like there's ever a carryover opportunity, and or there's a single ticket out there. So imagine you put in a great ticket, and, you know, Kurt and I were a single ticket holder way back in 2016, and we got rewarded very handsomely to the tune of $135,000. That doesn't seem like it can happen anymore, because the best you're going to do is split that thing. You might be one of two tickets, but the pools are smaller, the field sizes are smaller, so we are going to kind of reevaluate here after the Del Mar meet and see where we're at on that. Mike, just one more thing on the CAWs. Full credit to Del Mar and whoever else, whatever other track cuts them off 2 minutes to post. I think that's a great, great start.
Yeah.
And I bet a daily double the other day, and I was looking at the will pay online, and I specifically, it was a one combination. It was paying $37. I watched this thing as they loaded, Mike. I watched it as the horses broke out of the gate, and then 15 seconds into the race after the first cycle, that double probable dropped to $21. So I went from 37 to 21 on the probable. That's a huge hit.
It is. Hey, Bob, we're short on time. One other thing, and I talked about it with David Jurkins. He said all he could. These wet weather protocols, it's my understanding we can't train within 24 hours after a track being sealed, but we're able to run at Del Mar. And I have to say, I think it's because management is really pushing that we run. We need to run. We do need to run on a consistent basis wherever it is, because people have a hell of a lot of money invested. I'm talking about the stakeholders. So good on Del Mar. We're running today, Bob.
Absolutely good on Del Mar. We need to run on every day that there's a safe racing surface. And I'm so confused by the protocols, Mike. I don't understand them anymore. You can, you know, as you said, if you seal the track, you can't train on it.
So, Bob, if you and I don't understand, if you and I don't understand, how in the heck are you going to be able to get outfits to ship out here when you're trying to sell the owners on it? Well, we understand they're not going to run. Well, I know, but no, it can't be that way. It's any business. You got to keep regular hours. You got to be consistent.
Absolutely. I agree. And you're going to attract less out-of-state outfits. That's the bottom line.
Bob, let's try and make some money today. Our good friend Kurt Hoover and some other guys, a great ownership contingent, involved with number four, Big Juan Ito, in the ninth race today. Where do you want to go for radio?
And I think they've got a good shot in there. Mike will be rooting hard in the ninth race. John Lindo took my original radio play of Berlin Wall in the seventh, so I'll call an audible. I'm going to go to the sixth race, and it's a price horse. I'm taking a stab on a 10-to-1 shot, number nine, Om Time Gal. I thought her first race was good, and that was a maiden 20. She broke out of the gate very slowly. I think the race shape did help her, finishing second, beaten only three quarters, overmatched on the turf last time. In for 50 today, I don't think this is a real strong field. I think if she breaks with the field, she's got an upset chance. So in a wide-open sixth race, I'll try number nine, Om Time Gal, who is 10-to-1 on the morning line.
By Om, who stands at Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch. Bob, thank you so much. Always nice.
Thanks, Mike. Talk to you soon.
Get you back soon. And now, as advertised, going to be checking in with veteran jockey agent Tony Matos. He represents an exciting rider. I don't want to say he's all that young. I think he's 42. He's been one of the leaders in Japan for some time now. Italian-born Mirko DeMuro. Tony Matos joins us. Hey, Tony, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Good to talk to you, bud.
It's good to talk to you. Thanks for being patient. I'll tell you one thing, Tony. Your enthusiasm never goes away. You've been doing this. Next year, it'll be 60 years as a jockey agent, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I started in 1966, got out of college.
Unbelievable. But you'll never cop to your age. I don't want to pin you down on that this morning, Tony. But you're from Puerto Rico. You've had some of the greatest riders of all time. You think of Angel Cordero, Lafitte Pincay. Rattle off a couple of other Hall of Famers, including Corey Nakatani and much more.
Gary Gomez, Ken DeSormo, won two Kentucky Derbies with Ken. I've been very fortunate to work with some great riders.
You sure have. Let's talk about Mirko. He's on top of the heap now at the Crosby meet. He won three races on that opening day Thursday. He's got a total of 9 now. He's 2 in front in the standings. I think you told me Friday he's hitting about 60% winners, correct?
Yes, he's about 60%. He's only rode like 16, 17 horses and won 9 races. And I'm very excited to work for him. I know when he contacted me, I looked at his resume, and I was delighted to take his book because of his he's won the Japan Cup twice. He won the Dubai World Cup. He's one of the top riders in Japan, so I was really excited. I'm looking forward to a good future with him.
Tony, you're on 5 today at Del Mar. One of them is a 15-1 long shot for a guy named Richard Mandela, filly by the name of Bourbon and Ginger in the $100,000 Desi Arnaz Stakes. I think she's got a shot to improve here. Is she good enough, in your opinion?
She's a nice fit that she runs. She ran a bang-up race, broke her maiden, and she came back in the Del Mar debutant. And she never ran her race that day, but she came back after that, and she worked well. And Mandela has been supporting Mirko quite a bit. They go back a long way. When Mirko came here at the beginning, he was very close to Mandela. So we ran a lot of horses for Mr. Mandela, so I'm fortunate to be riding for him.
Well, decent effort on the grass last time, going 5/8 in the speakeasy.
She ran with Colts, and she ran a good race. She only had 4 lengths. So hopefully she can come back, bounce back, and run a good race today. It's a good race, and I'm looking forward to a good effort from her. She came back and worked good here at Santa Anita, worked in 35. She worked twice, three times since she ran. So hopefully she'll come back and run well. She's owned by Stansfield Farm, who Mirko's been riding quite a few horses for them. So I'm looking forward to a good performance today.
Well, Tony, I looked at her first out maiden win on the dirt going 5.5 August 2nd at Del Mar. She's quick. So yeah. I think she's going to be in the mix early. We'll find out. I just wanted to get you on and wish you all the best with Mirko DeMiro. You told me earlier he sold his house in Japan. He's here for the long run, huh?
He's here to stay. He's got his wife and his family. They're in Japan. They're coming in a couple of weeks. And he got an apartment here, and he's here to stay.
Tony, I'll never forget when you had Lafitte. I'd ask you about a horse maybe that I owned, and you would say, Lafitte would love to ride that filly. Now it's Mirko would love to ride that filly, and we want to wish you all the best today with 5 mounts at Del Mar, Tony Matos. Thank you.
And, Mike, the good thing about Mirko, you know, he rides for everybody. Like last week, he won a couple of races for Gennaro Vallejo. He won 2 races for Leonard Powell. So he's ready for all this. And he's a very hard worker in the morning, and he works hard, and he keeps himself fit, and he goes to the gym and works out, and I'm really excited about working for him.
Tony, you haven't lost a step. Thank you so much. Good luck today, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, very late getting to a very patient Andy Harrington on behalf of NationalTurf.com. Hi, Andy. Good morning. I'm sorry I made you wait so long.
No worries. I've been resting here because the track was closed. So the main track was closed both at Del Mar and at Santa Anita this morning.
I wanted to ask you about a Bob Baffert comebacker today. Been away since January 5th, and that's the three-horse Ma Wu in race 5. 5-1 on the morning line with Juan Hernandez powered by Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. What about this filly's chances today off the bench?
Both the drills that I saw on the 5th and on the 20th were really fast early. This horse has all her speed coming off the break. Was best overall to Winterfell on the 5th, and a horse called Nema was unraised maiden on the 20th. I wonder if the Lasix is really going to help this horse, because the last 2 efforts before it went on the bench were not so good, but maybe there was some issue with Lasix. So if she comes back off the break, Lasix added, which can maybe be the key to the horse. So I thought that was a very interesting angle with this horse. Certainly on workouts, the horse is doing great.
Okay, that's good to know. Now your best bet for radio today, Andy.
Well, we're right back into the same race. Because the other Baffert in here is a horse called Brilliantly, the number 4 horse right outside of Ma Wu. Flavian Pratt is only named on 1 horse on the entire card. It's this horse. I don't even know if he's going to ride the horse.
He's not.
He's not.
He's at Aqueduct. He's riding in the stake back there, yeah.
That's what I figured. Okay, well, either way, the horse, he was named on the horse. So my guess is, I think this has always been a stakes horse. It lost its first race, a horse called Formula Rosa, who's a GLAT, really fast horse. Came back with a nice win, come back with terrific drills. I think this is a graded stakes horse in progress. At 7-2, I'm willing to take a shot in here on Brilliantly, the four horse in the fifth race for the Bob Baffert Barn.
Okay. Hey, Andy, thank you so, so much, and wish you all the best. Sorry to make you wait so long.
No worries. No worries, Mike.
All right, take care. Good luck. We'll talk to you next week. Listen, folks, if you're a beginner to horse racing or an enthusiast of this beautiful sport, you need to know about the Data Eel. Data Eel is horse racing simplified. The Data Eel gives people a fun and easy entrance into the complex sport of horse racing. Experienced enthusiasts use Data Eel to enhance their handicapping skills in a simplified way. The Data Eel algorithms have already crunched the numbers for your favorite racetrack. Go to dataeel.com. That's dataeel.com or horseracingsimple.com. We'll be right back.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under the supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our newest additions to the 2026 breeding season, Tamarando and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner Om and Joy. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Hey, listen, folks, want to encourage everybody, go to the CTBA website. That's ctba.com, California Breeders, Thoroughbred Breeders Association. A lot of new incentives, a lot of reasons to own and breed here in California. Yes, we have challenges, but we have a lot of really, really good things going for us. One of them is a brand new flagship full incentive program, whereby mares bred in 2026 with resulting foals in 2027 will be awarded, those breeders will be awarded $1,000 for each foal by the CTBA and registered as a California bred. And the CTBA is going to waive that CalBred registration fee for foals registered in 2027 and 2028. There's also a pilot program, an incentive program for broodmare enhancement, quality enhancement. Encourage everybody, go to ctba.com for more on the story. Right now, like, we get up to Las Vegas and say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of betonbruce.com. Hey, Bruce, good morning. And listen, on behalf of the listeners, congrats. Nice job a week ago here at Churchill Downs. Tomcat Tuesday. Got the money at $10.86 to win. Thank you.
You are welcome. Thanks so. Thanks for recognizing. Appreciate it.
Well, listen, no racing yesterday, as noted, at Del Mar, but we're back up and running today. First post time for a nine-race card at 12:30, and we're back up and running tonight after a night off at Los Alamitos. We've got eight of them beginning at 5:05, pretty much right after the last race at Del Mar. But for your radio plays, I have to believe you're going, first of all, to Churchill Downs, no?
Yeah, we're going to do a couple of starter allowance races, one at Churchill and one at Del Mar today. Mike, let's look at the 10th at Churchill Downs. This is a starter allowance 50,000 race. The one and the two are late scratches, Fountain Run and the two Tyler's Turn. The two alsos and got into the race 13 and 14. I like the 10 here quite a bit at a price. Get It Dialed. This is a horse when last seen was at Keeneland, drew the rail at 6.5, and he didn't break well. He ran an okay third, but this is not what he wants to do. His best race, bar none, was when he broke maiden in late June in a straight maiden in Horseshoe, Indianapolis. I thought he ran a very solid race. He laid up close to the pace. He took on a stalker. They ran away and hid. He did. The first two finishers ran away and hid from the field. The last eighth of a mile, which for me is crucial, he did an 11 4/5 seconds when breaking maiden. He stretches out today. I think in route races he can be closer than when he sprints, and I think he's going to really wake up here. Race 10, let's go with the 10. Did It Dialed at 12-1 on the morning line.
Okay, terrific. And then come on out to Del Mar.
I'm going to stick with Kurt Hoover in the ninth race.
Are you?
I like his work. I do. I really like Big Juanito. I think there's lots to like about him today. Could not have looked better in that last Del Mar race. Mike, he didn't even break that well.
No.
In that late August win where Kurt and company claimed this horse. I don't even think they raised the stick on him. He rallied wide. It was about as easy as could be. Those were much tougher last time out at Los Alamitos in a very fast race. I thought he did okay in there. But he's back in against his friends. There is plenty of speed in here to set it up for his off-the-pace style. I think he's a much better fit today. Race 9, let's go with Kurt Hoover and company, the 4. Big Juanito listed at 4-1 on the morning.
You're giving me some encouragement because on the strength of that win that you aptly described for 10 back on August 28th, I bet pretty good. in his last start, September 21st at Los Al, but it did turn out being a very fast race. The winner for Pete Miller, he was just gone. Money run. Yeah. I mean, and he had a lot of backlash. I don't think that was a fluke at all.
No, and he got an easy lead that day and really kind of freaked. And that was when, you know, you got to go back to, you know, remembering the handicapping in that race. I thought that was a big step up for Big Juanito, even though as great as he looked, those looked a little too fast for him. These don't. This looks like more in his wheelhouse, Mike, and he obviously loves Del Mar. I think he's got the best late kick in this field, and they should cut out a pretty fast tempo. So I think it's all systems go here for Big Juanito in the last race. And I'm a big fan of Bill Anton Georgia. He doesn't get to ride all that often. He rides Grand Slam Smile. He's a heady rider. He really knows his stuff. So no problem with Anton Georgia aboard.
And totally agree with that. Tell us about the website, betonbruce.com. What's up today with Del Mar back online?
Yeah, we have full card analysis at Del Mar, the 9-race package, with the last 6 races at Churchill Downs, audio included, and 4 best plays also at Del Mar, audio included also at betonbruce.com.
Hey, Bruce, good luck, and have a great day.
Take care, guys.
All right, Bob Mazursky's back. He took last Sunday off, and say hello to Bob right now. You can catch all of his selections, his graded handicap, and Bob's own morning line in all the Southern California News Group papers every racing day in Southern California. Hi, Bob. Good morning. How are you? I'm sorry, Bob. I didn't catch that.
I said, I'm good, Mike. How are you?
Okay, good, good. Listen, missed you last week. We got you back. What do you want to do at Del Mar today?
I'm going to go to the second race today. I like number 6, Marco's Performance. Getting back on a track that he broke his maiden over. There's speed in the race. I think it sets up nicely for him, and I think he can win from off the pace at a nice price. He's listed at 5-1 on the morning line.
Okay, 5-1, Diego Herrera for Craig Lewis. By the way, anybody looking at the racing form, in that same race, number 2, My Maroney, Edwin Maldonado for Luis Mendez, his most recent start comes at a racetrack called SWF. Anybody wondering, thanks to David Jerkins at Del Mar, he told me that's Wyoming, and we do see some of those horses over the summer at Del Mar, and here it is, November, but My Maroney last ran up in Wyoming, Bob.
Yeah, Luis Mendez runs a lot of horses at the tracks like that. You know, sometimes they show up at Elko in Nevada. They show up in Wyoming, as you just mentioned. And
sometimes they don't show up, Bob.
Well, exactly, and they also a lot of them have works at Dixie Downs in Utah before they run in California, especially the young, the 2-year-olds.
Right. We remember Canyon Breeze Training Center. We'd see some of those horses, the L.A. County Fair at Fairplex. Bob says it's number 6, Marco's Performance. 5-1 in race 2. Thank you so much, Bob. Good luck today.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Take care.
Right. Before I step aside, a quick word about David Wilson's Toyota of Orange. Listen, now's a great time. Interest rates are very, very reasonable. Go ahead and lock down a great deal at David Wilson's Toyota of Orange or any of the Wilson Automotive Group stores, including South Bay Toyota, Villa Ford of Orange, you name it. Great supporters of racing and of this show. By the way, David and Holly Wilson's Mr. AP, an all-time record, $150,000 claim this past summer. Well, how about this? Second off the claim, second in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile a couple of weeks ago at Del Mar, trained by Vladimir Serin. If you get over to Toyota of Orange, say hello to my good friend Robert Householder. That number to call, 714-639-6750, or you can go to toyotaoforange.com. with nearly 4,000 reviews. Final segment coming up. This is Thoroughbred LA. Don't go away.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. This Sunday night, Los Alamitos will host some of its most important trial races of the season, with the final starting berth to the prestigious Grade 1 Champion of Champions on the line. Trial runners include the Great Impressum, who is hoping to race in the Champion of Champions for the fourth year in a row. Other top names include Grade 1 winners Jericho and Shaker's No Secret. Who will earn a spot in the Champion of Champions? Plus, don't miss Night Racing's Best Bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. The total pool was over $100,000 last Sunday night. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. The final Champion of Champions spots are up for grabs this Sunday night at Los Alamitos.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get
a lemon. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
This segment is brought to you by The Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at The Bit.
Don't know what to...
segment. Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Folks, hope you're having a great day wherever you may be. Don't forget, we're back up and running today at Del Mar. Nine of them. First post time is at 12:30. Same thing goes for Los Alamitos. Took last night off. We're back tonight. Eight races and first post time 5:05. Listen, folks, as you hear me say quite often, if you have plumbing concerns, commercial, residential, I would suggest you be proactive and just make sure everything's running well. And you're going to save a lot of money doing it that way. Think about my good friends at Western Rooter, based in Arcadia, family-owned for more than four decades by Larry and John Battaglia, along with Mike and Jenny Glenn. Folks, they've got over 400 five-star reviews, and you know that you can go there and take a look at everything they have to offer. As I often say, they are on time and under budget. Again, commercial or residential, that's Western Rooter. Give them a call there at Western Rooter. And if you mention Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hey, they'll knock 10% off your total invoice. That number to call is 626-648-5499. Western Rooter, the best in the West. And the best in the Southeast weighs in right now, Toby Callett from South Florida. Toby, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. Thank you for that. I appreciate that.
What's the situation at Gulfstream today?
We're fast in Tapeta. There'll be no turf racing until Thanksgiving Day, weather permitting. So, but we do have a dirt race today that I think is worthy of some consideration at the very least. It's race six. They're two-year-old maiden fillies. They're going 7 furlongs. And Safi Joseph had 2 in here, the 5 Justina and the 9 Tequila. But he scratched Justina. It's to use the Michelle Yu line, why run 2 when 1 will do? So I believe that Safi would like the chances a lot of this first-timer. Edgard Zayas takes the call. We'll use her with the 2 Bodacious Queen, the 8 Turkish Pistachio, and the 7 Quality of Essence. 9, 2, 8, 7. Be like heaven to make a little hit in today's 6th at Gulfstream Park.
Okay, and this is for maiden filly special weight, going 7/8. Post time for race 6 at Gulfstream projected for 2:47 Eastern Standard Time. Toby, always a pleasure. Wish you all the best today there at Gulfstream Park and around the country.
You too, Mike. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. Take 2 now with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets from Saratoga Springs. Hey, John, how are you?
Good, Mike. How are you?
Doing well. I'm going to be doing even better when I pull out of Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. That's after I stop at the Derby Room there at Fairplex Park. Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza, as you now know, John, they're just there at the corner of D Street and Foothill, behind In-N-Out, right next to Stater Brothers, as Doug likes to say. Save a taco, eat a pizza, John.
Absolutely, and don't forget the plumber, Mike. If you need the plumber, you got the right plumber too, right?
Oh, you missed it. That was leading into Toby. So we got it covered top and bottom. Thanks so much. Anyway, come on out to Del Mar, John. We got 9 races today. I think track condition's going to be a big question. According to John Lindo, it did rain pretty good earlier this morning. I'm sure they got a good seal on the track. But that said, you know, Del Mar, it isn't known for good drainage. It's down there in a river bottom, actually. So look for the track to be wet, I would think.
It's going to be interesting if they're going to open it up, Mike. I mean, I don't know. They can't train on sealed tracks. Why are they going to race on them? So this is going to be interesting. You know, I would watch a race or two and try to get a feel to see what's going on before you really jump in the deep end of the pool. That being said, 5th race day at Del Mar, number 4, Brilliantly, 3-year-old filly from the Baffert barn. Obviously, Pratt is in New York. He's not riding. But this horse's first race on the dirt at Santa Anita was a big figure. I don't believe we'll get 7-2, but if you get anywhere near that price, run to the window. Number 4, Brilliantly, wins today's 5th race out at Del Mar.
Well, you and Andy Harrington are on the same page there. I'm sorry, I don't have a replacement jock yet for Brilliantly. As you noted, Flavion Pratt, he had a horse come open there in a stake at Aqueduct with Dylan Davis being sidelined, so they hightailed it out of there. Boy, Flavion's spending a lot of time on airplanes, so I would encourage everybody go to DelmarRacing.com and try and pick up this jockey change in the 5th race, number 4, Brilliantly, for Bob Baffert.
Well, if she runs her race, Mike, it really won't matter who's riding, because whoever rides for Baffert usually is a top rider anyway.
Yeah.
And you're right. Pratt opted to stay in New York. He got named on 6 horses here today, so I'm sure he'll win a few of them.
Yeah, yeah. Tell us about the website, John, JONHARDOON.com.
3 best plays, $10, full car, $25. Today we have Churchill, Aqueduct, and Del Mar selections.
And by the way, I saw Flavion's agent, Brad Pegram, at Santa Anita Friday morning. Big 49ers fan. And he said, yeah, Flavion, they're going to base there at Aqueduct for the winter. You know, he'll be flying around for stakes on some weekends, but they're basing at Aqueduct, and they got him surrounded, apparently, John.
Yeah, well, again, let's see what happens when the temperatures drop here into the teens and the negative numbers. He may regret that decision, watching the races from Santa Anita with the sun shining and 80 degrees. But listen, he's smart. He knows what he's doing. And you're right. He will be spending a lot of weekends out of town, whether it be at Goldstream or at Santa Anita. But he's basing here, and good move. The Ortiz brothers left, so they really left him in charge.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. And, boy, he's got a heck of a shot at 2 consecutive Eclipse titles, John, no doubt about that.
Deservedly so.
Yeah. All right, John, listen, we've just about covered it. Anything else on your mind you want to finish off with here?
That's it. I enjoyed the interview with Bob Ike. He gets it. He knows what he's talking about. He's a player's player, and he gets it. More people should have his attitude, and the game would be a lot better.
I will say this, John. This CAW situation, I think especially so here in California, it's not just cut and dried because they are a big part of our business plan right now. And you can't cut your nose off to spite your face. I agree. We got to try and mitigate the effects of these late odd swings. We're doing it in the wind pool. But, man, this is a big part of our business, and we don't have any other sources for purse revenue. You know, it's coming from Handel.
Again, Mike, they're being short-sighted. It may help Handel in the short term. In the long term, they are chasing people away. Believe me when I tell you.
Yeah, the optics are not good. Hey, John, yep. All the best, man. Be safe and have a great day.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
You bet, folks. Listen, thanks to our sponsors. Thanks to you all for listening. Don't forget, Del Mar back today, 12:30. Los Alamitos tonight with 8 races at 5:05. We'll talk to you next week. So long.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.